a program in Wisconsin that trains physical education teachers to serve students with disabilities, is losing its federal grant. It's Thursday, May 22nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a cyber attack on a Wisconsin-based cell phone company is affecting phone service for thousands of people. And the percentage of students at grade level for math at a school in Grant County is double the state average. Corrine Hess will tell us how they did it. Stay with us.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
A University of Wisconsin La Crosse program trains physical education teachers to work with students with disabilities. As Hope Kerwin reports, it's one of the latest programs to lose federal funding because of cuts at the U.S. Department of Education.
The Adapted PE program at UWL has received a federal workforce grant for decades. In their last award, the university received more than $1 million to support around 30 graduate students over 5 years. These students learn by working with kids with disabilities in the La Crosse area. Marlis O'Brien's son, Eric, attended the program for 17 years before aging out. He has a rare genetic disorder that affects his motor skills and ability to speak. O'Brien credits the program with helping her son learn to swim, ride a bike, and more.
And it gave us a chance to watch our son participate in sports, because there aren't a lot of opportunities for special needs individuals.
The program's coordinator says they'll be able to continue next school year, but the future beyond that is uncertain. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A massive data center complex north of Port Washington in Ozaukee County got one step closer to reality this week. The city's common council voted to annex about 600 acres of land and zone most of it for a data center. But the complex could be as large as 1,900 acres. That's more than three times what was annexed this week. The city's mayor, Ted Nightsky, said more annexations will come in the future.
And then there'll be a second and potentially third annexation request.
The data center is being developed by Cloverleaf Infrastructure, a company that prepares large data center sites for future users. Its CEO, David Berry, said construction could start later this year.
All the land that's needed for the data center is under contract. There may be closings over different periods of time.
The data center complex will use more than 1 gigawatt of energy. That's about the same as one-third of all Wisconsin households. A cyber attack on a Wisconsin-based cell phone company is affecting phone service for thousands of people. As Joe Schultz reports, customers started experiencing issues in the middle of last week.
Cellcom serves customers in Wisconsin and Michigan. It's the country's sixth largest wireless operator, according to National Trade Groups. The company says texting and some voice services had been restored by Monday. In a video to customers, CEO Bridget Reardon called it a cyber incident that was limited to voice and text services.
We have no evidence that your personal information was impacted.
Tyler Baton is a cybersecurity instructor at Fox Valley Technical College. He says cyber attacks like this are becoming more common.
Increasingly, we're seeing cyber criminals go after infrastructure or the services that we rely on every day.
Cellcom hopes to fully restore service by the end of the week. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee Public Schools' ongoing problem with dangerous levels of lead dust was mentioned in the U.S. Senate on Tuesday. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claimed his department has a, quote, team of childhood lead poisoning experts in Milwaukee and that it's working with the Milwaukee Health Department. Mike Todoritis is the city's health commissioner. He says the last official contact he's had with federal lead experts was in April, before they were laid off as part of department-wide cuts.
I don't have those thought partners. I don't have those experts anymore to work with. And we're really hopeful that I can secure the funding through one of our grants to bring some of these former CDC staff on in June.
He says one CDC lead expert offered to volunteer for the Milwaukee Health Department after getting laid off. He also says one current CDC lab scientist did come to Milwaukee this month to set up a lead screening machine, but he says that had been planned before the school lead crisis started. Summers have been heating up across the country, and Wisconsin is no exception. As Danielle Kading reports, that's according to a new analysis from the group Climate Central.
The group analyzed data from 242 cities and found most are seeing hotter summers. Temperatures increased by an average of 2.6 degrees Fahrenheit since 1970. Climate Central meteorologist Shell Winkley says nearly a third of cities have warmed by 3 degrees or more, including Milwaukee.
It's warm since 1970, 3.4 degrees above what it was just 50 to 55 years ago. And that adds about 17 days more of above average heat.
The findings are in line with a report from state climate scientists that found Wisconsin has warmed by around 3 degrees since the 1950s. Even so, the state climatologist says summer has warmed the least of all seasons in Wisconsin. The state has seen a trend of more extreme heat at night during the summer. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Corrine Hess will tell us about a school that reimagined how it teaches math. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, an elementary school in Grand County has changed its approach to teaching math, and it's paid off. Now, nearly 80% of the students at Winskill Elementary School are at grade level. That's double the state average. Corrine Hess explains how they did it.
It's a Tuesday morning, and fifth grade teacher Missy Spurley greets her students with a math problem.
Does everybody know what a budget is?
In this hypothetical scenario, teachers at the school went shopping and had lunch.
Logan, what's a budget?
But they exceeded their $60 budget. Now it's up to the students to figure out how much each teacher spent.
So everyone needs to be a part of this. Maybe have a plan of what you're going to do.
Gone are the days of sitting in rows and working on math worksheets. For the last several years, the Grant County Elementary School has reimagined how math is taught. This problem gets students working together and out loud. That's one part of the school's new approach, and it's working. When Principal Brad Sturmer arrived at the school 8 years ago, fewer than 40% of the students were proficient in math, matching the state average. Now, nearly 80% of the students at Winskill are either advanced or meeting expectations in math, according to the latest Department of Public Instruction report card. It's one of the state's top schools for teaching math, and Sturmer says its approach is one that could work anywhere.
It comes down to teaching the why behind mathematics, how things work, not just teaching tricks. That's a big mistake that people make.
Sturmer says Winskill focuses on teaching math and made sure its teachers were using the latest evidence-based practices, not just teaching the same way they learned when they were in school. Sturmer says the changes he and the staff made at Winskill were substantial, but not difficult.
I recognize not all schools are fortunate enough to have the strength that we do. But there are a lot of schools that have a ton of great people. And then it just comes down to, like I say, your structures and systems that you do.
The fifth graders in Spurley's class work in small groups at large whiteboards around the room to come up with their budget answers.
I got 68 and 8 cents.
Spurley says when students are standing, they're more engaged. And when the work is on large whiteboards, students can learn from each other. Spurley was about 10 years into her teaching career when she realized she might not be teaching correctly.
Then we had some professional development, and that helped a lot. And then as I started learning more, I started realizing how there's just better ways of doing things. And we need to change what we're doing to meet our kids where they're at.
Winskill math teachers meet weekly to make sure they're on the same page and students will move seamlessly to the next grade level. For example, the children in Maria Camp's kindergarten class started the day with true-false. So did Carly Enlow's third graders. It just looks and sounds a little different.
Is this what me thinking is?
Using Cookie Monster, wooden sticks, and songs, the five-year-olds can see and feel the math in Camp's softly lit classroom.
If I have 6 and I subtract 5, I'm going to match them up.
Upstairs, third graders in Enloe's class also kick off the day with true-false problems, but at a faster pace.
10 times 8 times 2 equals 180. Decide if that is true or if that is false. Okay, show me your thumb.
National experts say WinSkills approach can work at other schools. They say one key to good outcomes is making sure teachers have content knowledge and an understanding of the best instructional methods of teaching math. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, a quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. There's a frost advisory in northern Wisconsin until 9 this morning. A little bit of rain in southeastern Wisconsin. That should all be clearing up throughout the day. Mix of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the 50s and 60s. Overnight, once again, we'll see frost in the north and a chance for light rain elsewhere. Low temperatures down into the 30s and 40s tonight. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. As always, have a fantastic rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.